evening we're going to try to... I'll lower it here. We're going to make a shtaglus to understand just really the first couple of psukim in the parsha, which are very difficult. A little bit tied into the end of the last week's parsha, which is also difficult. Moshe Rabbeinu in the last parsha, if you look at the last couple of psukim, says, Vayoshav Moshe al Hashem. Moshe returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer, he says, Lom Hashem, Lom Ha'ariyoso, Lom Hazeh, Lom Hazeh Shelachtani. He says, why did you send me? Ne'yoz Bosi L'daber, L'apari L'daber B'shimcho, B'shmecho, Heira Lom Hazeh. So Rashi brings down that Moshe comes to Rabbeinu Shem with a taina and then he says, "Vim toima ma'ich pasloch." Moshe says, tells Hashem, "From when I came to Paroi, the situation got worse." So then Moshe turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Vim toima ma'ich pasloch." You say, well, "Why do I care if it got worse for Klal Yisrael?" What does that mean, Ma'ech Pasloch? Moshe, the Melamed Sangur Shol Yisrael. Moshe is the one who's always there begging for us to pay Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now our matzah got worse. So what's this Ma'ech Pasloch? Of course it's Ech Pasloch. But Rashi says, in front of Ma'ech Pasloch, Koy Bel Ani Al Shashalachtani. It's a strong Russian. I have kindness on you that you sent me. What does that mean? Kilu, Moshe, the matzav of Christ, well, who cares? But why did you send me? So the Bali Machshov explained that Moshe said he wasn't doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Havada, if the Christ needed this extra shiva before they left, it had to be. But Koyblani Alecha Shishlachtani, the Gemara says, Megalgul and Schus, Al Yidei Zakai. Right? Well, Schus comes, Al Yidei Zakai. So Moshe said, I have kindness that I was the cause to bring pain to Klal Yisrael. That's my time. Avad, I have no doubt if Klal Yisrael had pain, it's something they have to have. I don't have kindness. That's the pshat, ma'ich pasloch. Klal Yisrael going to have the pain, they're going to have the pain. But koibu ozeh shashlachtani. I have kindness that I was sent. Why did you send me for this? If that was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina, then it sounds very benign. When you first read the Pesukim, it sounds like it could be what Moshe said was a nishpashat. Moshe's telling Rabbeinu Shem, you know what? Why did you send me? You caused Klal Yisrael a problem. That could be read as a chesaron in questioning the Hanhogas Hashem. But if we learn this way, that really, Moshe was saying, Ma'ich Pasloch, I understand if Christ will have to have pain, they're going to have pain. It has nothing to do with me. But why should I be the instrument? I don't want to be the instrument for Christ will to have pain. Megalgulim Schus Al Yidei Zakai. Schus you have through a Schus. And not only that, to have the merit that something good should happen and should happen through you, that's also a Schus. The Brisker Rav said over that there was once a big maimad, one of the chassidus shtetlach, and they made a hakomas beis al knesses. And one of the gvirim was niskabed to put down the cornerstone of the building. Tremendous covered. You know. So the Brisker Rav, when this person came to the Brisker Rav, he told the Brisker Rav, he said, I'm not makan of the fact that you laid the cornerstone in the building. That I'm not mekaneh you for. I'm mekaneh you what mitzvah you did b'tzinah somewhere. You did some mitzvah that made that you should be the one that through you they should build a base of medrash. It's another way of telling a gevir gives $1 million and he builds a makom teireh. So what the Brisker Rav was really saying was, you have to have a schus to be that person. It's not pshat you did a mitzvah. What did you do to get the merit that the schus should happen through you? There has to be another. There has to be something else on your cheshem. It's very bakovetik to build a makom teira. It has a lot of glare and a lot of fanfare. What did you do, betzina, that you were zeicha to be that person that was worthy that something so good should happen through you? That's a schus. So Moshe was saying that if this choiv had to happen to Klal Yisrael, why was I the one? So now, if you look at it like that, then Moshe didn't seem to say such a bad thing. He's saying, I didn't want to be the instrument for this. So what does the Rebbeinu Shlom tell him? Atosir says Rashi, here, how to Almidosai. Now it sounds back what we thought originally. Hashem says, you question me? Like Avraham, and then he starts going through the others. Not like Avraham, not like Yitzchak, not like Yaakov. Lefikach, Ato Tireh, also the Parah Tireh, but also the Shiva, Lamalchei Shivumis. So the way Rashi reads in the end of last parasha, this was such a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu that because of this, he didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Nor Revoya, such a chet. Such a Einish. What did he do wrong? So I don't want to be the instrument that Klai Yisrael should have paid. That's such a bad thing. Here, how to Almidoza? So number one, it's hard to understand what the chet was. Number two, when we learn later on in Parashas Chukah, so we go through the Indian of the Mei Meriva, it's very clear that Moshe didn't go in because of the chet Mei Meriva. It doesn't seem like it was this. It seems like it was the chet Mei Meriva. So, how do we put this together? That's one nekuda. This week's parasha begins with a hamshocha to that last discussion between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayidaber elikim o Moshe. So Rashi says, Diber ito mishpat. Al shehik shalem alo meirois. So Rashi learns that this parasha is really a continuity to the last parasha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuing his time to Moshe Rabbeinu for what he said. And then he said as follows, Vayomer Avani Hashem, V'ayir al Avraham al Yitzchak al Yankov v'kel Shaka Yishmi Hashem l'nidati lo. Yishmi Hashem l'nidati lo. So Rashi says, V'ayir al Avos v'kel Shaka Yishmi Hashem l'nidati lo. Lo yidati en k'sika l'nidati. Lo nikalti lo b'mida amita sheli. Okay. So somehow, this is a continuation of the time on Moshe Rabbeinu for asking the Rabbeinu Shalom Lom Azeh Shlachtan. Let's try to be Mevayah. What is this, what the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying here, comparing the others to Moshe Rabbeinu? What's this comparison? What does this have to do? The Pasuk then says, the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is really where we learn out the Indian for the Dalit Kosis. Right? The Yerushalmi brings down two limudim. This is one of the main limudim. This is why we have the four kosis of wine, because of Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilokachti. So, the Velt asks Akasha that Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilokachti is a mocker for the Dalit Kosis. So the Chayyur Dalal Kaisis are Prasuminis. They're connected to Dalal Shemesh Al-Gul. That means the Dalal Kaisis are Prasuminis. And in fact, the Dalal Kaisis are the mocker of Shoyal and Merchik Susay. The halacha that even an Oni Shabbi Yisrael is Chayyur by Ner Chanukah, the mocker comes from the Dalal Kaisis. Not by Chanukah in the Gemara. The mocker comes from the Dalal Kaisis because of Prasuminis. Because the Dalit Kaisis are connected these redemption, these Lashonis of redemption. So the Dalit Kaisis are in from Pesu Menisa. So the Torah brings down from the Avi Ezri. He asks, if the Dalit Kaisis are symbolic to the Nisa Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says, if it's out of the Lakachlik, you should make a Shasal Nisa. When you have the Dalit Kaisis, you should make Shasal Nisa. You don't make Shasal Nisa, my Dalit Kaisis. You make Agovet. We don't make a Shasanis.
Because the Gula, no, she went
So the pshat that we brought, and we brought this down in the sefer as well, is that the dalit l'shenis shall, that maybe since Pesach is an inyan of chayvah and lichus asatz mekilu hu yotzim in mitzrayim, Pesach is different than Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim, you're commemorating a nes that happened then. Pesach, you have a chiyuv of yourself to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not stam to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's to experience it. And since you're chayuv to experience it, so pasnish to make a shel sanis. Shel sanis means Hashem made miracles for them. Payamim Ohayim. We don't make shel sanis in Pesach for that reason. That was one of the mahalchim that we gave. But ze gufa kosha. Why is that? Why is it that the voitzesi v'itzalti v'gaalti v'lokachti is different than the other nisim that we've had? The other nisim in history, we don't say that. We say shosa nisim aviseinu. And these nisim are different. What's the pshat? So I want to share with you an idea. I actually began to discuss this thing we were learning Sefer Shoftim. So, I was telling the Talmidim in the Yeshiva that we find a very difficult Chazal. Chazal tell us that a person has a chiyuv to look at the leaders in his generation as though yiftach b'dor k'shmul b'dor. You have to look at the leader in your generation k'ilu he be from many generations before. Same level. And that's a chiyuv. Chazal say, don't say my leader is not like the one before. It should be a mech. So I asked the Talmidim, I find a tremendous contradiction in Chazal in this regard. On the one hand, we're taught by Chazal, im yishenim kimalochim, onu kibnei odom. Im yishenim kibnei odom, onu kachamoyrim, v'loi kachamoyrim shel pichas benyon. On the one hand, we find that a person has to acknowledge that is, you read this aderes. Not just you're allowed to acknowledge it. You have a chiyuv to acknowledge it. You have a chiyuv to understand that Baruch Hashem, although we were zeicher to have in our generation Baruch Hashem, we have a Rebbe Eliashiv, we have a Reb Chaim Knievsky, we have Baruch Hashem Ziknei Gedolei Hador, but we have to realize that Rav Eliashiv, Rav Chaim Knievsky is not a Vilna Goyen. And a Vilna Goyen is not a Rebbe Kiva. And Rebbe Kiva, who was Derech Kisrei Ezis, he's not a Yeshua Benun. And Yeshua Benun is not a Meisha Ben. And that's the Metzias. That's the bottom line. So we're supposed to acknowledge that. Rebbe Yankov has a beautiful piece in Chumash, in which he discusses that when Moshe Rabbeinu called in Yeshua ben Nun, and he asked him, is there anything that I still have to teach you? Any questions you have? And Yeshua ben Nun says, no. Yeshua ben Nun tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you wrote on me, Aloy Kosafta Alai, you Rebbe, you wrote on me that 40 years I never left you. No, I have no questions. So it says, at that moment, you're shook. Talad me a parsa, and ishtakech nimenu. The shaylin gilsa. How many halachas he forgot? 300 or 3,000 halachas? Unbelievable. The Gemara brings us down in Tamur as well. So Rabbi Yankov said, sounds like there's a tain on Yeshua ben Nun a little bit. The earth started earthquake, and he forgot the 3,000 halachas, and he couldn't bring it back till Osniel ben Kenaz brought it back to Kulpuloi. So Rabbi Yankov said, what's going on here? Yeshua ben Nun was very accurate. He said, Rebbe, you wrote about me. I never left you. Today, Talmidim, they stay by a Rebbe a year or two. You go to the next Rebbe. You go, this, we don't even know what it means to be a Talmud. I always tell the Talmidim in Yeshiva, if you want to know what a Talmud is, you look up at Shuvah's Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes, there's a Shaila, that when you write a Puzma, right? Because a Shaila, Shemitah, is Meshamet at the beginning, or Shemitah is Meshamet at the end. He brings down from Nassan Adler. He says, I remember that I wrote a Puzma with my Rebbe, with Nassan Adler, and it was at the end of the year. It's a raya that Shemitah is only Mishamet B'Soifah. And you write a Puzma at the end of Shemitah, not at the beginning, before Shemitah comes in, at the end of the year. He says, ah, you'll tell me that maybe my Rebbe wrote a second principle. I could testify that my Rebbe wrote a principle at the end. I was one of the Dayanim on the principle. He says, but you may say my Rebbe wrote a principle at the beginning of the end. You know what the Chassam Sefer writes? He says, that could have been. Because when I learned by my Rebbe, Loizazo Yodi Mitoich Yadai. My hand never left him. There wasn't enough time for my Rebbe to write a prism without me knowing it. Could you imagine? How long do you think it took of Nassan Adler to write a prism? You think he had to take out the Madrich from the art school to write a prism? He was able to write a prism in a minute and a half. Chassam Sefer writes about his Rebbe. He says, I know that my Rebbe didn't write a prism because when I learned by my Rebbe, Loizazo Yodi Mitoich Yodai. I could tell you that was the only principle he wrote. That's like saying, I know my Rebbe didn't go to the bathroom. Wow. That's how, that's Loizazo Yodai Mitoich Yodai. Unbelievable, that's a Talmud. Today, there's a guy heard 4 or 5 shiurim from somebody, he's a Talmud. Talmud Muvik. And the wall is there. Yeah. Yeshua Benon, 40 years. Loimash Mitoich Oil, he never left his Rebbe for 40 years. So he said, Rebbe, any questions I had, I felt like I didn't have a chance. For 40 years, I never left you. Rabbi Yankov said, there was one thing, he didn't learn this is not an oinish. This wasn't a punishment to Yeshua Benon. Rabbi Yankov said, it was the last lesson that Moshe gave his Talmud Yeshua. You read this Hadaris. You read this Hadaris. Don't think it's the same. It's not the same. When Moshe was alive, when a shaila happened, b'nai s'lof chod, m'koy sheish, what did Moshe do? Went back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Peh peh. Rebbeinu Shalom, I have a question. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave an answer. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Once Moshe was left, that wasn't available anymore. Now, Osniel ben Kenaz, now those 3,000 halachas, they forgot, they had to, before Pula, they had to put it back. That was the first lesson, that Moshe's not here. It's not, it's the next madrig. So Bianca learned it was more of an awakening than a punishment. It was awakening. Did you read this sometimes? Generations go down. So if that's the case, how could the Torah require from us to say, this shape of Yiftach B'Dorei K'Shmuel B'Dorei is exactly the same. Don't say that the Doris are different. What do you mean the Doris are different? So the Teretz, I believe, is very partial. The Eibishter, he sends us our Gedolim. He sends the leaders of each generation to Klal Yisrael. And he sends each generation what they need. The leader that they need at that time. The Eibishter sends. It could very well be that if we would have Reb Chaim Eizo, we wouldn't have gained from Reb Chaim Eizo what we would have to gain. I have Reb Chaim Eizo. It could be if we would have the Raga Shavel with all his greatness, we wouldn't. The Eibishter sends our door what our door needs. The leader of the generation is a shluch of the Rachmana. The shluch of the Eibishter. Don't question the Rebbeinu Shalom. Don't say, well, Alavai, I would have had him. No. This is, for this generation, this is the shluch of the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is what you need. Yiftach b'derek ishmo b'derek. Yiftach is the same, and that's why if you look at the Pasuk, Hashem Asher also es Yiftach v'es Bedon. The Eibishter is the one that made the leaders. He designed the leaders for the generation. I went into the whole thing why sometimes Klai Yisrael had a, by the door of Devorah, they had a Davka woman, Neviah, because that's what they needed in that door. So the Eibishter sent to each generation what they need. So now I want to tell you here what's the pshat over here. And tie this into a machshava that we see Rav Shamshon of Falhurst has such idea, and also we find in the Rapshitzel also says a very similar idea, although this Achsidish and Yekeshitz, same very similar idea, and this will tie into Rani Hashem and the Taina here. It says like this: Rav Shamshon of Falhurst gives a dugma, a similarity. To a situation, he says, there was a guy, a very wealthy guy, and in the town that he lived in, he owned all the hotels. All the Hiltons were his. he had a Yedid Nefesh that was coming to the town, and he wanted his Yedid Nefesh to stay by him. He wanted his Yedid Nefesh to stay by him in his house. But he knew that his friend is going to come to the town and stay in one of the hotels. He'll invite him. He figured if he's just going to invite him, and his friend knows that all the hotels are available, his friend's not really going to be makotev to him. Even though all those hotels are his hotels too. But his friend's staying in a hotel, he's not going to realize, staying in the Hilton, he's not going to feel like his friend is taking care of him. So what do? He closed down all the hotels. Tonight there's no rooms available anyway. Any hotel you go to, they say no rooms available. And then he invited his friend to stay by him. Now his friend felt like, oh, my friend took care of me. His friend was able to properly be margish, the chvivus, and that kros hateva. If he would have had the 8 Hiltons are available, he checked them, he wouldn't have felt that hargosha. So he dafka closed up shop so that his friend should feel that his karvus and that hikora, that his friend is taking care of. His chavar is taking care of. He says like this. In the generation of the Ovos HaKadoshim, they were on a certain madrega. The madrega of the Ovos was that even if the Eibishter didn't show you point blank, I'm taking care of you, they felt taken care of. And Rashi gives the gemara in the end of last week's parsha. He says, "Wake up, Avraham. Shemalti leki b'yitzchak yikol ezor abach kemati al ezor chavol yichira racham idot." Avraham Avinu always felt Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the presence of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even when it looked very distant. Somebody else would have said, "Where's the Ravani Shalom?" Said yikol echad. The Torah says Avraham Avinu always had that hargosha. Yitzchak always had that hargosha. They felt the Ravani Shalom. They didn't need it. They didn't need the hotels to close down that the agent should say, "Come, I'm taking care of you." They were able to check in the Hilton and feel it's really the Rebbeinu Shalom. Really the Rebbeinu Shalom is taking care of me. That was their madrega. Right? Klal Yisrael were not on this madrega. Klal Yisrael were not on this madrega. And the biggest raya that we were not on this madrega is that ultimately when we got sent out of Mitzrayim, as I've told you in the past, we felt like Pari sent us out. Vayhi b'shalach Pari yasom. So the Ksav Sofer brings down that was a shtickle tsar. Remember we discussed this. Vayhi, what was the tsar? B'shalach Pari yasom. We felt like Pari was the one who was sending us out. The Eibishter in Mitzrayim had to show us that he is the one. He's the one. Pari's not sending us out. There's no intermediary. He, Anibal Imalach, Anibal Yisrael, the Eibishter's taking us out of Mitzrayim. And the only way for the Eibishter to do that was he had to close down the hotels. It had to become very obvious when Moshe came Ligolos Yisrael that Pari is not sending us out. Fakert. As soon as we asked to be sent down and we came with a message from Baruch Shalom, Tichpad Avoido, Vayachpel Hashem Eslev Pari. Says Rav Shamshon Fohush, that was all done to close up the hotels. That nobody could say Pari sent us out. Pari did not send us out. Pari made us bigger avodim. When Moshe came, he increased the slavery. This was all done as a preparation. The Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. We'll get there. I'm just saying this was all done. That's why it was all done. It turned out that even after everything was done, we still needed a Kriyas Yamsuf to reach the Spitz Madrega. If you remember, that's how we learned. There was still a little piece of us saying, well, Amaisa, Pari said, leave the country. The end was, that's how we learned. If you remember, that's how we learned. Kriyas Yamsuf. Why was the Kriyas Yamsuf finality? Because an Isha could leave, could be Yotzer from her husband, either through Get or through Mises Abal. The Gemara says Get, the husband is the one that's giving the Get. And Mises Abal, the Gemara says, Min Shemayim Udekomakdivo. Shemayim does it. So that's why ultimately we needed a Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayar Yisroel Mitzrayim Meisal Svas Hayam. Then it was Vayar Yisroel Sayyad Agdil Asher Osa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Then we reached a level where we knew it was only the Rebbe. But this was all a build-up. Because of our Madrege, We were not on the madrega of seeing the hand of Hashem unless Hashem closes everything down. Unless everything closes up. Everything has to close up. The hotels have to close down. Then we would say, oh, Sturban Shalom. That was the Nakuda. Moshe's mission, Moshe was sent to this door. Moshe was sent to us when we were on this madrega. And therefore, Moshe's mission was to bring us up to this madrega that we should see Hashem. So part of Moshe's mission was to close the doors down. Part of Moshe's mission was Tichbaras Avoda. This was all going to lead to the Yedata and Kiani Hashem. This is Moshe's mission. And like I told you, every leader is sent with a mission. What's his mission? To deal with his generation on their madrega, what they need. That was the time on Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Baruch Shem's time. This is your job now. Your job is this Tichbaras Avoda is part of what Klaus will need right now. Right now, this is what's needed. Pari has to become the ultimate tyrant. Pari has to become the ultimate Russia. And then Klaiso will receive Yidatam Kiani Hashem. That is the mission. Fakirta Banasham told him, your mission is not going to be to take them into Eretz Yisrael. Then they'll already be on that Madrege. Atosira, this is your job. This is your mission. That was the time. The tachlis of the Yetzias Mitzrayim ultimately was that the Eibishter that we should always see Hashem, even not in that matzah. In other words, what the Eibishter did in Mitzrayim was and that's the whole beginning of next week's parasha. Boy or paroi, ki ani echbadati es libo v'eslev avodo. Why? Reman she sees the sayel of the kibbe. Reman the saper was the binchu be minchu is hashol salalti be mitzrayim. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem. The whole pasuk says this was all done for you. The hard work, power is getting even worse. This was done for Klal Yisrael. This was to bring Klal Yisrael up to the madrege. This was all for us. This whole process was for us. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem. That's what it was all done. And the Mela, that is the pshat over here, why Pesach, the mitzvah is not that Dafka recognized the miracle that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim's purpose was V'yadatim Kiani Hashem. Was that you should always see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you should bring yourself to the Madrega of the others who always see Hashem. And that's why the Baruch is not Shal Sanisim. Shal Sanisim is celebrating a momentous occasion. Celebrating a specific occasion. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Rabbeinu Shalom, why didn't you just take out Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim? That's not the point. The point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to bring them to the Madrega of Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. That was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the reason why the celebration of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Chayiv Odom Liris Es Atzmai in his life. Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. Because that's the tachlis. And that was Moshe's mission. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's mission in that generation.